This is episode 1237. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. How are you doing today? I hope you're doing well as we continue with our series on sleep. This whole week, we are exploring nighttime rituals to help you sleep better. And as always, we're including a meditation technique every single day, a different one that you can do to help yourself sleep better. I'm Mary Meckley, and in today's episode, you're going to discover a mudra, which is a way you can position your hands as you meditate today. Now, you don't have to do the mudra. This is just a way to keep your meditations fresh and dynamic. And if you're wondering what a mudra is often referred to as yoga in your hands. And it's a way for you to actively engage in your meditation by positioning your hands in a way that stimulates a corresponding region of your brain. Our fingertips especially have lots of nerve endings, and we know when we hold our body in a certain way or activate a certain part of our body, it creates a corresponding reaction in our brain. So that is how mudras can benefit you as you meditate. Now, the mudra for today is called the Relax Mudra. That sounds like a pretty good mudra as you're trying to sleep. And in fact, it is, because what this mudra does is this mudra helps you to let go of extreme tension, which can keep you up at night. Or you may wake up in the middle of the night and not be able to go back to sleep. So you could try this simple mudra. How you do this mudra is so easy that you may intuitively find yourself doing it. And what you do is you simply intertwine your fingers. And if you're reclined as you do this, you just place your intertwined fingers, just as if you're clasping your hands, right there, palms down on your stomach. Now, you don't need to intertwine your thumbs. Just intertwine your fingers, and your thumbs are just gently in a comfortable way remaining outward. And this mudra helps to relax your nervous system. And you may, as I mentioned, find that you do it anyways when you feel relaxed. So just intertwine your fingers. There is a photo of this mudra on my Facebook page at Sip and Om. So if you go to SIPAND, Sip and Om, Facebook page, you'll see a photo. I always upload a photo there on my Facebook page for you. But it's very easy, so you can do it. Now, I'm going to let you know, if you want to be guided in full 30-minute meditations, you can find those on my website at sipandom.com. And there you will find a membership site, as well as it's going to move over to an app. I have an app. You can be added to it. It's in test mode, but there are many people on the app right now testing it out. It will be live, I'm hoping, in a few weeks. Sometimes these things can take a little longer. And this is something you can try for 2 weeks free. You get a journal for each week's series, so you would get a sleep journal for this week, and a guide with all these techniques I share with you, organized with photos and explanations, so you could quickly glance at the guide without having to listen to the episode again. So again, it's at sipandom.com. So you know where to go if you want a little more guidance. Now, for the mudra that you're taking into your ritual today, You may notice the birds chirping. Well, that's because I encourage you to do a forest meditation today. And as you hold this mudra, and whether or not you hold the mudra, visualize yourself walking through a forest. There may be a forest you love walking through, or maybe you've visited a forest even once in the past, but it left you feeling this incredible peace. Visualizing yourself spending time in nature is a fantastic way to drift off to sleep. And holding the mudra at the same time, well, now you have an extra layer of sleep-inducing techniques. So drift off to sleep as you guide yourself on a beautiful forest walk. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.